Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller at a very special edition of the National Defense. We are here at Whiteman Air Force Base in Knob Noster, Missouri, and we have just witnessed an awesome demonstration of the power and might of the United States of America. And here to celebrate with us is our 4th District Congressman, Mark Alford. Congressman, how are you?
Did you ever think you'd be calling me Congressman?
No.
I didn't either.
And I'm trying to say it with a straight face. I was already very, very acquainted with you and almost comfortable with you as my TV anchor man.
Yeah.
But now you're the guy. You're doing the thing. But now,
Things have changed. My perspective in life has changed. I've had to grow up.
Right.
I'm an adult now.
Right.
And I'm fighting for our military. I'm fighting for the B-2 continued funding until we get the B-21 here. And I'm fighting for pay raises for the military. I'm fighting for our veterans.
For you to stop doing that on the table.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. Anyway, listen, we are at the 30. This is the 30th anniversary of the delivery of the B-2.
Yes.
And we got to see this machine in action today. And how proud does that make you as a congressman? But how proud does that make you as a citizen of Missouri?
Unbelievably proud to know the commitment that the men and women here have had over 30 years to operate, maintain, fly this mission, the 509th bomb wing, is just incredible. The power, the deterrence factor that this has, and the operational factor that it's played in many theaters over the last 30 years, it's just incredible. You know, it kind of reminded me when I was a reporter and anchor in Florida, I saw the space shuttle lift off, and we got pretty close up. It was the one that took the Hubble telescope up into the orbit, and it made me so proud to be American. I felt the same thing watching the flyover today of the Spirit bomber that came over within 1,000 feet of us today.
Incredible. Just incredible.
Can you imagine that coming at you, Randy, and you being on the bad end of that thing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the other thing that just amazed me to no end was when the pilot, Captain Campbell, this young lady, steps out of the B-2. I mean, just to see that and that next generation of these pilots, that just makes me feel great.
It was very fitting that she stepped out of the aircraft, came up on stage, and the very first pilot, the Spirit One pilot, they're all numbered. She was like 821, and he's number one, who flew 30-something years ago.
Right.
Give her a challenge coin honor this very moment.
That was so cool. And, the people that are gathered here today, they all have some connection to the B-2. I've talked to several people who worked on the B-2, several crew chiefs here. They've all got to have that kind of pride. But, you put that aside, and just like you said, this thing is badass. I mean, it's the state of the art.
It is, it's had some retrofitting over the 30 years. You've got to keep up to date with the new technologies, and they've certainly done that. And while this is an awesome aircraft, the B-21, I've actually seen that out in Palmdale, California.
Oh, have you?
Yes. I've got to see inside of it, touch it. It's highly classified right now, but is going to be even a bigger deterrent to the pacing threat from communist China, which is what we need. Now, it is in the middle now of its test flight program. They've just begun that, the campaign, they call it test flight campaign. But it is an exciting time to be associated with programs that make us proud to be an American and also is a deterrent to China.
And were you frisked on your way in here? I mean, there aren't a lot of politicians that are here, so I don't know.
Actually, I've got
how did you get past security?
I've got a little pin on here that says member of the United States House of Representatives. So
that gets you a free waffle at the IHOP.
It. Well, with what we've been through, we just passed the National Defense Authorization Act yesterday.
Yeah, because you're on the Armed Services Committee.
I am. I was on the conference committee with the Senate to get this thing done. Honored to do that as a freshman. We did not get everything we wanted, but we did get a 5.5 5.2% pay raise for the military. We got new housing, $50 million at Fort Leonard Wood, a new shooting range out there.
That's great.
Continued funding for the program here, the B-2 program. And a lot of wins, getting the wokeness out of the military. Yeah. I don't know if you talked a lot about that in your program, but we've got to help in the recruitment and the retention for the U.S. military.
Man, that's that is a key issue right now. I mean, the recruitment is so far down right now, and they have to do some things to attract young people and to let them know not only about the service they could do for the country, but the benefits
exactly.
of being in the military. I mean, there's so many great benefits.
There are education being probably the yep. first and foremost, but just the opportunity to serve. Randy, you know, I never served in the military. Yeah, brother did.
Yeah, and nor did I. But I get to talk to these heroes every single day.
But now you're serving. You're providing a service, telling the story of the military, telling the stories of veterans, increasing our patriotism in America, which I think. We have lost a certain part of that in America over the years for whatever reason. You know, only 9% of young people now have any interest in joining the military.
Yeah.
And there's a reason behind that. People have lost faith in the American dream. They've lost hope in the patriotism and pride, the providence and protection of God Almighty for the greatest nation ever known to man. And we've got to rebuild that. We've got to give people hope for tomorrow, restore, strengthen our military, and move forward as a nation together.
Well, and just to kind of underscore that, Mark, this is the 30th anniversary of the delivery of the B-2. We got a flyover today. We got to see a ceremony. Do you know how many national news organizations are here covering this?
How many?
Me.
You're it? You and Tom Brokaw?
Well, we got the... That's about it. I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, why wouldn't this be the top story on every news channel?
Well, I recorded it on my cell phone. I will have it on my Facebook page. So
okay, there you
maybe
go.
That will do. So, you know, that is a shame.
Yeah, it really it's amazing to me.
I'll tell you what, though, Randy. I was a TV reporter in Waco, Texas, back in the 80s, late 80s, 88. President Reagan came to Waco, touched down in an airfield there, and did a speech, and he talked about this plane that was coming that could not be detected by radar. And I'm like, what? How could that be?
Right,
how could that?
Right.
It was like when I was in fifth grade and my friend Greg Hines says, you got to come over to my house. We have this oven that doesn't heat up, but it heats the food.
Put your head in there.
No, it was a man radar range. You remember the microwave?
Yeah, right.
So anyway, what I'm saying is that 30 years ago, 40 years ago, the technologies that existed then that are now coming about that we've lived through that are now being enhanced. Just imagine what is out there that is going to help continue to be the greatest nation ever.
And you know that, but you can't tell us right
now. I can't,
now.
Or I'd have to kill you.
Mark, thank you so much.
I love you, brother.
Great to talk to you, man.
All right, take care.
Congressman Mark Alford, and we've got some other special guests to come right here in the National Defense.